In other news, Whitewater made national headlines last month after a Breitbart news story claimed 1,000 migrants had been dropped on the city. But officials say the truth of the matter is much more complicated. Here and Now reporter Nathan Denzine has more.
Our case here in Whitewater is very unique.
I started noticing the wave of migrants probably, it was during the pandemic.
Why immigrants immigrate to a place is because as a humans, we are looking for a better life.
Whitewater has seen a wave of migration from the southern border with Mexico over the past 2 years. But this case is not like recent headlines where immigrants are being chartered to northern communities like Chicago.
I've had a lot of people ask, where are the buses dropping people off? That's not happening here.
It was like 50 at first, and then it was like another 50. And so it wasn't like a massive rush.
But now, city officials suspect that there are about 800 to 1,000 migrants from Nicaragua and Venezuela in Whitewater. And Whitewater is not a large city. The 2020 census indicated that about 15,000 people live there. Nearly 8,000 to 10,000 of those are students at the university.
The earliest we really noticed it was, I would say, early 2022.
Dan Meyer is the chief of police for the city of Whitewater.
We had a family that was found in a 10 by 10 shed, and that was during the winter time, so January of 22. So very cold temperatures.
He says that before they got to Wisconsin, many of the migrants likely had contact with Border Patrol.
The way the border policies work currently is that when someone crosses, Customs identifies them and asks them if there is a sponsor family that they know of or that can take them in. So if somebody is able to identify that sponsor family and they can confirm that, they're essentially provided transportation to that sponsor family.
When they enter the U.S., they're technically in deportation proceedings. But with a sponsor family, they're released until their first court date. That court date is usually several years in the future due to a huge backlog of cases. They can then sponsor other families that they know. The result is a pyramid effect where many families from a small area in Central and South America have come to Whitewater.
Because they're trying to get out of really unsafe situations, and there's work to be had. There are spice factories, there are egg farms, there are sod farms, there are chicken farms.
Brienne Brown is a member of the Whitewater Common Council. Nicaragua and Venezuela are both in violent political upheaval, driving people out of those countries and into America.
What they were most concerned about was if they walked down the street, they had to have a stack of cash in their pockets because they were always having to pay somebody off to stay safe.
Upon arriving in Whitewater, their legal limbo makes life extremely difficult.
And most of them are really concerned about the fact that they're not allowed to work.
Brown has talked to many migrants who are not allowed to work for the first 100 days that they are in America.
There are a lot of people who are following the rules and only one person is working and everybody else is not.
We are going to work to make money and to help our families.
Jorge Islas Martinez is an immigrant advocate and a first-generation immigrant from Mexico. He has lived in Whitewater for nearly 30 years.
I like to promote education. I like to help others to learn how to speak English.
He says migrants face numerous challenges when they first get to Wisconsin. Getting a job, speaking a new language, and having transportation are all top of mind.
I know how it feels to be in this country, not knowing the language. It is hard. Every single human has the right to succeed. Whatever you are, you have that right.
But finding a job in rural Wisconsin requires a car. And in Wisconsin, undocumented migrants are not allowed to earn a driver's license.
We don't have public transportation. The only transportation that we have is the taxi. The taxi only is available here in Whitewater from 7:30 in the morning until 5 o'clock.
I see it as a huge safety issue. I mean, if we're having people, especially driving in snow for the first time, that is not a good situation.
It's safer for people to have driver's licenses. They have to take driver's classes. They have to take a test to make sure they can drive. They have to have insurance.
I drove a taxi for a lot of years. But be honest with you, I learned how to drive until I came here to the United States. I learned what the yellow line means. I learned what the white line means. I know what the broken line means. I learned how I can pass a car. I did not know that in my country.
If somebody's able to come here and take all of the testing, the written test, physically do the driving test so that they are safer as a driver, I'm all for that.
Nearly 20 states already allow undocumented immigrants to obtain a driver's license, including Illinois.
I think it's something that they really need to look harder at in our legislature, is just giving those rights back so that everybody's safer.
Along with driver's licenses, city officials say more needs to be done to help Whitewater's newest immigrant population.
I think we have to learn how to help each other. I think we have to learn that we are humans. We're immigrants, but we have feelings.
For Here and Now, I'm Nathan Denzine in Whitewater.